Dave, you know, the country basically is in nothing but a lockdown. You know, the government last week or the week before said, if you're overseas, hurry up, get home as fast as you can.
Yeah, and that's what Wendy had to do. She joins us from South Mackay. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Good morning.
So for your journey, from when you first found out that you had to get back to Australia, how long did it take you from that point to actually touching down in Mackay?
About 6 days.
Jesus. Okay, did you go the long way, did you?
No. We were in Portugal at the time and we'd been on the phone to the embassy. And then they closed the airport for a couple of days and cancelled a whole heap of flights. So then I had to wait. So we did our journey in a couple of steps without further ongoing flights.
Wow. Mm. Was it scary, like being in international waters or overseas and then going, get home now? Like, what were you thinking? Because I'm guessing that you didn't have access to the news media that we had here at the time.
Well, we were listening to the Portugal news, and we also had BBC there, so we could see the UK. And, of course, we had sort of Facebook, so we knew. And then we rang the embassy, and they said, you need to get home.
Yeah. In that many words, you need to get home now.
It's like your mother when you were a child. Get home now.
So, but it was obviously a fast journey home. You've been in quarantine for how long now?
We're in day six. Eight to go.
She's counting down already.
So what have you got up to? Are you going stir crazy yet?
Well, I'm at my mum's place, and I've actually asked my mum and dad to leave. I know I probably shouldn't have done that, but they've gone to Bowen and stayed in a unit because they're both over 70.
Yeah.
And I wasn't risking that. So they were happy to go to Bowen and stay in a unit there. And they left us a gardening list.
Of course they did. Whilst you're here at home for 2 weeks, here's a list of things you can do for us.
Yes.
Oh, man. Now, before we let you go, because we're running out of time here, I hear on arrival in Australia, your whole plane erupted into applause. Is that right?
We were the first flight. We were the first flight that Qantas had to do, and they told us, you know, they're running scenarios because they haven't travelled this far without stopping because we couldn't stop in Singapore. So they offloaded about 100 people's luggage, including ours, unfortunately. And when we landed, the whole plane erupted. We were cheering. There were some girls crying around me.
That's awesome.
Everyone was just so happy to land.
You're just so happy to land and then go into 2 weeks, another 2 weeks forced holiday.
Poor buggers.
Yes, that's right. But I mean, during our flight, you know, the captain called for a doctor because someone was ill in our flight. So that puts a really sort of scary tinge on it, you know, because we had people on our flight that had come from Italy and that had come from France. So,
very scary times, hey? Very scary times. We're actually glad that you're home and you're nice and safe.
Thank you.
And look, I know it's going to be a hard 8 days ahead of you, but try and relax as much as you can and get that gardening list done because Mum will not be happy.
We are. We know which side our bread is buttered.
Well, thanks very much for chatting to us this morning. Appreciate it, hey?
Thanks. Bye.